School News Roll Call publication for Monrovia Unified School District. We begin with an article by Dr. Catherine Therossian, Superintendent, as follows. The mission of the Monrovia Unified School District is to inspire students to engage in meaningful learning within a safe and nurturing environment that embraces diversity. We want to embolden students to be ethical, productive members and leaders of our community. For those reasons, we invest in the growth of our students, both academically and socio-emotionally. While test scores are just one measure of student success, it is one that gauges their academic growth and allows for a comparison to their peers throughout the state. According to the new state report, Monrovia Unified students in almost every cohort have shown consistent gains in both English Language Arts, ELA, and math over the past 3 years. This is best reflected by 75% of Monrovia High School 11th graders meeting or exceeding ELA standards, as compared to the state average of 59.76%. We attribute this success to three factors: teacher expertise, finely honed by a rich professional development series, student effort fostered by the support of caring adults on campus, and parent partnership supplementing the work in school. Thanks to these pillars, Monrovia Unified students are afforded ever greater opportunities to ensure they flourish in their endeavors outside of school, including in college and their chosen careers. Our whole child approach to learning has also led to some changes in our facilities and operations. The Wellness Center at Monrovia High School is a remarkable example of our investment in the social and emotional well-being of our students. Offering students and their families mental health support counseling and tutoring, the facility serves as a quiet place for students to decompress and obtain the support they need. Indeed, it has become such a model program that Congressman Grace Napolitano has asked Susan Hirsch, the lead architect of this program, to present at the Mental Health Consortium of the San Gabriel Valley. Thank you for your continued contributions to our schools. With them, we are able to provide not only the ordinary, but the extraordinary to our scholars. Thus ends the article. We ask that you note our October podcast drawing by pushing our podcast button. The deadline for your entry to enter to win a Gazump game is November 30. Good luck!